Let's talk Pell the news.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Got a winner today.
It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news.
Yeah, Jilly and I were brainstorming today about what to sing about. And obviously we had to sing about the Canes.
Of course.
Disappointing. Tied 2-2 now. But really, I had to sing about Brad Marchand because he's just the worst. But
or the best, depending.
He's the worst. But I had to sing it in a happy tone because, you know, we're a positive program here.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Marchand, smiling and having such fun. Nobody here wants to be you, Marchand. Can't wait for your year to be done. There's no one in the league as annoying as you. You're everyone's least favorite guy. No one causes as much eye-rolling as you. And it's not very hard to see why. No one whines like Marchand or gets fined like Marchand. No one slashes or hooks from behind like Marchand. There's no skater that's half as provoking. Don't care what perfect line he's on. All the bad feelings he's evoking. So when Boston's sent home, we'll be happy he's gone. No one complains like Marchand is a pain like Marchand. No one yells at every single cane like Marchand. He's especially good at infuriating. My, what a guy that Marchand.
You know, positive spin. Kids Bop Monday version of Acapella the News.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
If it, if Marchand does it again, man, we might just have to re-up on the Acapella Wednesday.
I'll just post it so we can beef with Marchand too.
We'll see if he we'll see if he calls you a fit and he's the Lamborghini. It's always important. Always important to know what car you are.
What's he gonna do? Call me a dart?
Probably. Because you are one. All right, let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the
dawn, All righty, boys. First up in Hey Joe from JC on Twitter. Hey Joe, did your dad happen to run into Mahomes this weekend?
So, do we have the audio?
We do. It's so good.
So the part of the F1 broadcast, you know, there's a bunch of people walking through the grid. It's the driver parade thing. It's all spectacle.
Yeah.
It's amazing television. And they walk up to Paolo Banchero, who's 6'10".
Yeah.
And the guy thought, I forgot the guy's name.
Martin Brundle.
Martin Brundle thought it was Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. This is spectacular.
It's amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they locked in. It reminds me of myself. But real focus.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought I was talking to somebody else. So I'm sorry about that. Whatever.
Yeah. That's my favorite part of the clip. But I was like, whatever, man. It's like, there are so many other people here that actually have, like, true star status power and everything else. Whatever. Moving on. But, yes, that's all part of the spectacle that was the F1 race in Miami. We'll talk to my dad about that in a few minutes. All right, next up.
Oh, that was great. Next up from Martin on Twitter. Hey, Joe, should the Canes' butts be tight with a series down now 2-2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their butts should be tight tomorrow at PNC Arena. My guess is, Julio, that things will start off a little feeling out process like we saw in game one. There was a question to Rod Brindamore today about the status of Freddie Anderson in net. He's like, well, we won't know until he's on the ice. Cool. I get why you would ask the status of Freddie Anderson, but if you're asking about Freddie Anderson in relation to this series and whether or not it's going to mean something if he goes back in net, you're looking in the wrong place. Goaltending has not been the problem in this series. The problem in this series is that the Carolina Hurricanes got in their heads, or they allowed Boston to get in their heads on Sunday. They played relatively well, 5-on-5. They clearly looked like the better team, but they haven't been able to produce on the power play, and they're letting Boston get to them. Next up. My name's Joe.
Next up from Joel on Twitter. Hey, Joe. Okay, so what is the bigger upset? Rich Strike at the Derby or App State over Michigan, and why?
App State fans are never going to let that go, are they?
Like, was that a real question?
That was a real question.
Oh, my God.
How can we make this about the Mountaineers still? Never forget the Michigan game. Never forget. All right, from gambling purposes, Jillio, the Kentucky Derby, Rich Strike, his odds. I didn't watch it live, but I did watch the replay, and I can't recall seeing a horse just jump to the front like that. Like, they got the power up. It was ridiculous. So what was the, like, serious money moved on this one, right?
Well, it was the second biggest Derby underdog long shot ever. And first since, like, 1913. So first in the century. Wasn't even in the race at the beginning of the week, 48 hours before the post time. 90-1. I think it went down to 86-1 by the time of the race.
I thought it was in the 80s by the race, yeah.
So why not, as we saw on the Mixed Morning Show, Kyle's dad's in Indianapolis, where they gambling's legal. He put, I think he put 40, 45 bucks at 80-1, ended up winning $6,000. Why not, right? Especially in a field like that where you're like, eh, there's 20 horses. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? But the race that the horse ran was spectacular. Like, the comeback was incredible, amazing, unbelievable theater. And after the past few years at Churchill Downs, where you had the horse suspended, you had the race changed, you had the horses dying, you got Baffert suing everybody. It needed kind of a feel-good story like that.
Next up.
Oh, no, Joe.
All right, next up from Jeff on Twitter. Hey, Joe, what's the best meal you ever ate before a sporting event? It says never, but I'm assuming he meant ever ate before a sporting event.
Yeah, I'm going to go with ever on that one, too. The best meal that I've ever had before a sporting event, it always happens before a Canes game. Because the $10 meal, media meal at the Canes game is the best. Absolutely the best. No, actually, I think the best meal I've ever had before a sporting event, I think Gold can back me up on this, Indianapolis Final Four, St. Elmo's. The steak is legit, man. The steak is legit. And then you get that cocktail sauce, it'll clear your nasal passages out. Jillio could actually use some of that cocktail sauce right now to just burn through whatever allergy reaction you're having right now. You don't need Flonase, you need St. Elmo cocktail sauce. That's what you need, Jillio. I think we got time for a few more. All right, what else we got?
Last up, and hey, Joe, from Irwin on Twitter. Hey, Joe, more preseason overrated, NC State baseball or UNC football?
Wow. Was NC State baseball rated highly going into the season, or did people just get caught up in the whole Tommy White thing?
Did they get caught up in the College World Series from last year?
Well, that was last year.
Not knowing that they had to replace
Well, they're preseason top 10.
Were they preseason top 10?
They almost
okay.
always are, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of where the program is.
NC State got beat by Carolina in the series over the weekend, which honestly was kind of under the radar for a variety of reasons. I do think that there's a direct correlation between the Carolina Hurricanes back to being good and making the playoffs and that taking all the air out of the room from where college baseball was, I'd say 10 years ago. 10-year playoff absence. You know, looking for something to do in the springtime, baseball was on the come up, but college baseball has somewhat taken a back seat locally with the Carolina Hurricanes now kind of doing what they're doing.
It's time to play You're Full of Jillio. Listen, I've known Joe has been full of since 1975, so this is old news to me. Here's Joe Ovius with the rules, but I can already tell you, Jillio is definitely full of shit, and I should know, I'm his mother.
Thank you very much, Nora. Yeah, Jillio's got some things he's going to say. It's up to the listeners to call him out on any potential BS. It's brought to you by the Burnt Pot at Modern Apotheca, Raleigh's only hemp cafe and lounge. We've got Amra in Wake Forest. Amra, what's up, man?
What's up? What's up? Thanks for having me back.
What do you do when that hotline bling, Amra?
Hey, man. I go all over the town, man. It's all on you, so I do whatever y'all give me.
All right. Damien in Raleigh. Damien, what's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
What do you do when that hotline ring? Hotline, man.
Ain't no telling, man. I can't say it on the air.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right. Giglio's going to say something. If you think what he said is true, stay quiet. You don't have to say anything. If you think what he said is made up, shout out your name, and Nora's going to do the rest.
You're full of Giglio.
If you're right, you got a pair of tickets to go see Five Finger Death Punch with Megadeth. I wonder if they do a cover of Hotline Bling.
I'll bet you Victoria's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, no. Victoria, fill-in producer for Jonathan Rand, she will absolutely be at that show.
Yes.
Megadeth. I mean, I might go because of Megadeth. All right, if you call him out, that's what you'll win. If he dupes you, it goes to the other guy. Let's play.
All right, guys, the Chicago Blackhawks are the last NHL team to win the President's Trophy and the Stanley Cup in the same year.
Damien.
You're full of Giglio.
I wish I was, but you have to go all the way back to 2013 to when the Blackhawks had the best record in the NHL and won the Stanley Cup. Panthers trying to break that trend. Doesn't look good. Last year was the Avalanche. It was the Bruins in 20, Lightning in 19, Bruins again in 14. So hasn't been kind to these teams. You don't want the best record. It's like the opposite of the NFL. That means, Amra, you're today's big winner. Please explain to us what the Five Finger Death Punch is, and enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah, man.